The cleansing of the sanctuary. The cleansing in the real service must be accomplished with the blood of Christ. Without shedding of blood is no remission. Remission, or putting away of sin, is the work to be accomplished. But how could there be sin connected with the sanctuary in heaven? This may be learned by reference to the symbolic service, for the priests on earth served unto the example and shadow of heavenly things. The ministry of the earthly sanctuary consisted of two divisions. The priests ministered daily in the holy place, while once a year the high priest performed a special work of atonement in the most holy, for the cleansing of the sanctuary. Day by day the repentant sinner brought his offering and, placing his hand upon the victim's head, confessed his sins, in figure transferring them from himself to the innocent sacrifice. The animal was then slain. The life of the flesh is in the blood. The broken law of God demanded the life of the transgressor. The blood, representing the life of the sinner whose guilt the victim bore, was carried by the priest into the holy place and sprinkled before the veil, behind which was the law that the sinner had transgressed. By this ceremony the sin was transferred in figure to the sanctuary. In some cases the blood was not taken into the holy place, but the flesh was then eaten by the priest. Both ceremonies symbolize the transfer of sin from the penitent to the sanctuary. Such was the work that went on throughout the year. The sins of Israel were thus transferred to the sanctuary, and a special work became necessary for their removal.